What? What have you seen?
Precisely what I expected to see. If I take up my position here...
I certainly have a clear shot at you, whichever hand I use.
Yes, indeed.
Holmes?
Someone's been clever. Very clever. But not clever enough.
Well, Mr. Holmes, have you discovered anything?
It's rather too early to say.
Oh, of course, I'm sorry.
I want you to leave the study exactly as it is for a while longer. You can do that, I trust?
Well, yes, I suppose so, yes.
Capital. And now I'd like to speak to your housekeeper.
That's right, Mr. Holmes. I showed the young man into the library that afternoon. Mr. Addleton usually had visitors wait there for him.
Did you close the door or leave it open?
I left it open.
And did you return to the library at any time while Frederick Addleton was there?
Once, sir, to offer him some refreshment.
How would you describe his mood?
Tense, sir. I found him on his feet rather than sitting. I had the impression he'd been pacing up and down.
Indeed.
Oh, yes, sir.
And what of his face? Expression?
Well, sir...
Apprehensive? Uncertain? Frightened?
Oh, no, sir. I couldn't say so. It was more... Well...
Yes?
Well... Triumphant.
Was it indeed? Tell me, Mrs. Simpson, where is the library?
Quite a decent collection.
I'm rather more interested in the display case, or more specifically, the lock. The light's not very good in here.
What have you found?
Take my lens. You see?
Ah, it scratched a high heaven.
Yes, not the neatest of jobs, but it did the trick. The lock's been forced.
And you can see where the gun used to be. There's still an imprint on the velvet.
Yes, so there is.
Oh, Mrs. Simpson said you were in here.
You've had no objection, I hope.
Oh, Mr. Holmes, please feel free to go wherever you have to, and to ask whatever you must to. Is there something important about the gun cabinet?
Exceedingly so. Now, if you'll excuse us, Watson and I will return later.
You're leaving? So soon?
For a couple of hours, at the most. Your groom can drive us to the town.
No, sir. He was a right good master. Never a cross word.
Miss Addleton?
What about her, sir?
Does she treat you kindly?
She's a very gracious lady, sir.
Is she, content here, would you say?
Hardly my place to comment, sir.
No, I just thought it might be rather a quiet life.
She's always struck me as happy enough, sir. Oh, till recent, of course.
The tragedy, you mean?
That's right, sir. That's what I meant.
Now, Watson, you're quite clear on what you have to do.
Completely.
Good man.
I suppose I don't get anywhere.
Well, then we'll be no further advanced, but I have every confidence in you. What's the matter?
Well, I was just remembering a previous occasion of this sort. My efforts were greeted with the charming comment that I'd made a complete mess of everything.
Really?
Really. Miss Violet Smith, Bob Carruthers?
Oh, my dear fellow, that was years ago. You've been coming on quite nicely since then. Now, off you go, you'll miss your train.
Oh, no, Sergeant McGann, sir.
For pity's sake, Stevens. Dignity there, dignity.
Dignity, sir. But it's...
Well, spit it out, boy. You've got the chief constable out front, have you? Bloody hell far you haven't, have you?
Not the chief constable, no, sir.
Good afternoon, Sergeant. I wonder if I might have a moment of your time.
Oh, my Sunday helmet. Are you?
Yes, I am. How do you do?
Matthews. Elliot Matthews.
What about him?
I need to speak to him.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I'm a solicitor.
What makes you think he might be here, then?
Well, I've just spoken to his landlady. Are you going to help me or not?
That depends. What's your business with him?
He's come into some money.
Oh. Oh, well, that's different. Sorry, sir. Can't be too careful, can you? I'm Elliot Matthews. At your service, sir.
No, I don't think so.
I'll tell you, I'm Matthews.
Your name is George. I heard someone call out to you as I walked up. And you're a moderately well-off married man with at least one child. Elliot Matthews is younger, single, and too poor to afford a room of his own. But you know where he is. Your eyes gave you away. Well,
I'll get him.